to 108.2. I'm going to hit you with my shoe.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Allie.
Hello, 108.2. Today's morning talk is all about the history of the Middle East and their food. Let's get to it. Did your listeners know that it's told through many generations, and even more generations to come, that the Middle East is the cradle of civilization? Well, it's true.
Yeah, that is true. I remember I read it in an article. I also remember reading that the history of the Middle East can be traced to nearly the beginning of humanity and civilization, which is also true and pretty cool.
That's pretty cool and stuff. But guys, did you know that as empires grew, more and more time was spent refining how food was cooked and consumed in the Middle East?
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. Just like how the history of the Middle East with the great cities of the Bronze Age that rose between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
And also how the Arab tribes spread their foods to the conquered people.
That's pretty cool, guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Natalie, you're Chaldean. Tell us about your life.
Yes, Ava, that's true. I am Chaldean. And life as a Chaldean is very cool. My mom, all my aunts, uncles, and grandma are always cooking and we always try new foods.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I wish I was Chaldean.
That's what they all say.
Natalie, what is your favorite Middle Eastern food?
My favorite Middle Eastern food is beef shawarma and dolma.
And that's all we have for today.
Okay guys, we'll catch you next time at 108.2. I'm going to hit you with my shoe.